Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. Due to the NATO military exercise Air Defender 23, there will most likely be restrictions in air traffic over Berlin and Brandenburg. There had been an official warning from the authorities that there could be restrictions, and passengers are asked to regularly check the status of their flights. According to the current status as of yesterday morning, the NATO exercise is having no impact on air traffic in the region for the time being. The exercise began yesterday and will end on Friday, June 23rd. According to the Bundeswehr, quote, "It is the largest redeployment exercise of air forces since the establishment of NATO," unquote. There are 10,000 soldiers from 25 nations participating with 250 aircraft, including 70 aircraft from Germany. And the aim is to rehearse the defense scenario in the event that a NATO ally is attacked. The Black-Red Berlin Senate does not want to buy hotels or hostels to house refugees. Several senators of the Grand Coalition rejected a corresponding proposal by the Greens on Sunday after a Senate retreat in Schorfheide. Finance Senator Stefan Evers of the CDU stated, quote, "The goal of the state is not to operate hostels and hotels in the long term," unquote. Economics Senator Giffey of the SPD said that refugee accommodation in hostels is a temporary solution, but that could not be a permanent solution, especially since tourism in Berlin had picked up again after the corona period. Green Party parliamentary group leader Bettina Jarasch and the Green district mayors of Mitte, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg had proposed in a joint written statement on Saturday not only to rent hostels and hotels for refugees as in the past, but to buy them and convert them permanently into accommodation. Berlin's governing mayor Kai Wegner of the CDU said in response, quote, "You can write letters, but it would be better to enter into dialogue with us now and look for solutions," unquote. And he added that housing refugees is a joint task of the state level and the districts. In his view, the three districts of the signatories to the declaration in particular still have work to do. Per the Senate, it expects that up to 12,000 additional refugees and asylum seekers will have to be accommodated in Berlin this year. So far, there are only secure places for a small number of them. The State Office for Refugee Affairs, or the LAF, is currently talking about around 3,200 accommodation places that will be ready by the end of the year. The number of inquiries at debt counseling centers in Berlin and Brandenburg has risen sharply, according to a survey by Diakonie. Yesterday, the Diakonisches Werk Berlin-Brandenburg-Schlesische Oberlausitz announced in Berlin that since the beginning of the year, about two-thirds of the debt counseling centers surveyed in the capital region have seen an increase in demand. According to Claudia Niemeyer, Diakonie's livelihood counselor, quote, "The vicious circle of the consequences of the corona pandemic and inflation is becoming increasingly clear in our debt counseling centers," unquote. Explaining that many people had to work reduced hours during the pandemic, and as a result, incomes have become low and reserves have dwindled. And when utilities were increased and food became much more expensive, it was sometimes no longer possible for people to pay off loans. Per the reporting, out of feelings of shame and guilt, many of those affected reduced their social contacts, and the number of psychologically stressed and ill people seeking help has increased significantly since the corona pandemic. According to the Diakonie, it has interconnected 48 debtor and general independent social counseling centers. Per Ursula Schön, Diakonie director for the region, they need long-term funding security for this important task. Late Sunday night, unknown perpetrators used a small car to break into a jewelry store in Hohenschönhausen. According to police, the thieves first broke through the entrance door to the Linden Center shopping center on Sunday night. They drove up to the jewelry store on the first floor and rammed the entrance there as well. Per a police spokesperson, the perpetrators destroyed several display cases and stole jewelry and fled on foot, leaving the small car in the shopping center at Prerauer Platz with the engine running. According to police, the store was filled with smoke when the emergency services arrived, the source of which is unknown. Whether the car was stolen, it is not clear so far. Per the spokesperson, the license plates were removed before the crime, and the continuing investigation should uncover more information. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.